Judy, thanks so much. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. On the
Moochie Kalala. Let me just say
why
that
did you just say that to me? What does
Moochie
that mean?
Moochie Kalala.
Why would you just say that?
Because it's an exciting new series that is based in Chicago. It's one of the few shows that is right here in Chicago, live, local, on WTTW, and it debuts this Sunday at 11 a.m., and there's a guy who plays the crazy grandpa that I think you know.
The one and only Tim Kazurinsky, a Chicago favorite. Tim, how are you?
I'm fine because I'm in Los Angeles where it's like 76 degrees, and I'm not coming back until you two shovel Joanna Evanston. I'd like to be gone. I'm coming back late March, so please get rid of it.
We can get that done. All right, it'll be a clear path for you, I promise. Tim, there was a time, you know, you just heard Wendy shout out Moochie Kalala. There was a time if you did that, people would consider you a witch. You'd be burned at the stake for yelling Moochie Kalala.
This is a fun show for kids. It's a science show where it's, you know, the problem with education is it's like medicine and it's boring. And this is just way fun. And I get to play this bag of rocks grandpa who has all these crazy theories about science. And he tells these whacked tall tales to these kids. And they're like, what? And then they so they have to go as like science detectives and track it down to find out if grandpa's telling the truth or if he's full of it. So basically, yeah.
I'd like to hear the kids say, you're full of it,
yeah.
Crazy grandpa.
Yeah,
they're a little more polite than that.
Yes, they are. But it does sound so cute. I heard about this show, and we watched the clip of it, mm-hmm. and I wish this was on when my kids were that age, roughly about 5 to 10. You're going to go visit, well, do you go with the kids to visit, like, the Adler and the Lincoln Park Zoo and all these places here in Chicago, or just the kids go to prove you wrong?
No, I actually shot this before. I'm on tour with Wicked right now. I've been on tour for a year and actually shot all of these before I left. And they actually go with their dad, who is a logical and reasonable human being, to trace this stuff down. And they do. They go to the Field Museum and Museum of Science and Industry and the Lincoln Park Zoo and the Shedd Aquarium, and they find out the truth. I don't go with them. I'm just the idiot in the apartment who tells them pack of lies and idiot stories. So,
but Tim, here's the problem. People who are hearing this go, how can Tim Kazurinsky, a man of 25, 26 years old, play a grandfather? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, Phil, you're so sweet.
Thank you.
Truth be told, last week I signed up for Medicare because you have to sign up before your 65th birthday. And I turned 65 on March 3rd. So, yabba dabba doo.
Wow.
And you can get the discount at Denny's.
Yep.
Oh, you might already be able to. Is it 60 at Denny's, I think?
It's 65, I think.
Oh.
Yeah?
65, yeah.
Oh, well.
But, boy, March 3rd, I'm going right into the Denny's for that breakfast double.
For the moon's over my hammy.
Good for you. Can you, if you wouldn't mind, Tim, talk a little bit about this tour in Wicked. Who are you playing in Wicked?
I am playing the wonderful Wizard of Oz, or sometimes the not-so-wonderful Wizard mm-hmm. of Oz. And they say it's good to be king. Well, it's great to be wizard. I've been on tour for 12 months, 16 cities in 14 states. I've seen more of America than I ever thought I would. But it's been exciting and fun, and we're finishing up right now with a 14-week run at the Pantage Theater in Los Angeles. And you know what? I'm kind of don't mind missing the polar vortex this year.
I know.
Now my heart goes out to you, but
not that much.
Not as much as it should. We understand.
But it's really fun, and I was so glad. I just got those episodes, the first two episodes a week ago, and I was like, whoa! Because they tarted them up, shall we say? They made them look spectacular, and these graphics are great. And I was working with computer screens and tablets with nothing on them and pretending that there was stuff there.
Yeah.
And through the magic of, you know, CGI and stuff, these people are really incredible. That they put really interesting and funny stuff on those screens, and it all came together. It's really wonderful.
It's called Moochie Kalala Detectives Club, and it debuts this Sunday at 11 a.m. on WTTW.
Yeah, and the kids, Mandy and Kyle, their real names are Evelyn and Gregory, but they're the sweetest little kids, and we had so much fun horsing around together, and they're really adorable kids, and it was a blast to do, and I'm kind of proud that, you know, there's something, you know, educational out there. I wish my kids were still little. My kids are 25 and 26, so... Yeah.
I'm sure they'll still watch it just to check out dear old dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm actually going to show it to my son's out here visiting me, so I'm going to show it to him and say, "What do you think, Pete?" I think I'll get it. It'll get a thumbs up. Yeah.
And isn't it nice that they're finally doing more production work, TV production work here in the city? That's good news too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's great. There's a lot of stuff going on in some new studios, and yeah, I'm eager to get back to town.
And it's
I'm homesick.
You are?
Oh heck yeah. You know, I tell you, I've been in 16 cities and 14 states. Still haven't found anywhere I'd rather live than Chicago.
That's nice to hear. That is really nice to hear. Tim, what did you think? They made another version of your play, Sexual Perversity in Chicago, a year or so ago. What did you think of that version of it?
Well, that was actually David Mamet's play, but it was our screenplay.
Right, you and Denise DeClue, correct?
Yeah. And the weirdest thing is that I read the script, but I have not seen the thing, because I've been on tour, and I just managed to, you know, dodge it, miss it, and it was coming up just as I was, you know, getting into the show. So I still haven't seen it, and if I was more technologically adept, I would download it and look at it. Kevin Hart's in it. He's a pretty funny guy, and Michael Ealy. I think it did okay at the box office, but I'm not sure.
You didn't angle to get, I know your agent, Sam. You didn't tell Sam, "I want a piece of this movie too."
No. We signed up. They, in the credits, they said based on a screenplay by Kim Kazurinsky and Denise DeClue.
Yeah.
So that we got a doff of the hat, but, we didn't see a lot of shekels after this one.
No, that's too bad.
The studio owned the rights and the remake rights, but, it was nice. It was nice to get mentioned in the, billboards.
Well, we know you were on stage at Second City, but how does that differ from what you're doing now with The Wicked? That's a bigger stage, isn't it?
Massively. Second City was 350, and some of our houses are barns. There were 3,500. So I was never mic'd at Second City, and now I wear a microphone. In fact, I wear two in case one goes out. I wear glasses, and they're attached to the temples of the glasses. And I had two battery packs on my back, and if one goes out, they click the other one in, because you got to boom out to... We played houses from 2,300 up to 4,000.
Jeez.
That's fantastic.
Big old barns out there. So
that's huge.
You gotta sell it a little bit bigger, a little bit broader. But I love it. It's a fantastic show. This tour has been running for 10 years, and it will actually end March 15th.
Oh, wow.
Making it the longest running tour in U.S. history.
Really? Hey. Congratulations on that. Tim, we know you spent some great years over on Saturday Night Live. What do you think of the direction of it lately? Are you happy with what you're seeing on Saturday Night Live? Do you get to see it?
You know, it's gone 40 years, and everybody keeps saying, with every new cast, "Oh, it's dead. They'll never, you know, they'll bring back so-and-so. And it always kind of finds its sea legs again. And they took a hit. You know, they lost in the last year or two. Yeah, everybody. There was a mass exodus. Kristen Wiig and, you know, Fred Armisen and everybody.
Bill Hader, Myers.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yep.
So it's a big, big exodus. So they're, you know, they're transitioning. One thing I really like is the two guys doing the news now.
Michael Che
and Kevin Jost.
Colin Jost.
And you know what? I like it because they're very edgy. Mm-hmm. And it's about time because, you know, they got to compete with, you know, The Daily Show of Bill Maher. And they're doing some nice stuff on there. I'm really pleased with that. And Kate McKinnon is ridiculous.
Doesn't she do good work?
She is a goofball, man. I love watching her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And A.D. Bryant, and they're all, and Cecily's in there, and we got a lot of Second City representation in there, so that's great. So they're finding their sea legs, and they got some new feature players that are breaking out too.
Good. I'm glad to hear a positive outlook from you on that. That's great.
Oh yeah, yeah. Good. You know, and they're getting better and better, and you know, in a year, everybody's going to love them so much they'll forget that there's a little bumpy transition. You know, it's hard when you lose, you know, half, you know, or three quarters of your staff. You know.
And Bill and I have talked about this. I watch it pretty religiously, maybe not exactly when it's airing live, but it's always DVR'd. And yeah, you get some slow shows, but for the most part, it's part of my weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to watch it.
Yeah. And, you know, Jim Carrey doing the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln commercials, that's just great stuff. That was really funny. You know.
And
there's one sketch at the end of the show where Kate McKinnon's the last gal in the bar.
Yeah.
There's some guy is the last guy, and they, you know, they pick each other up. That slays me. That is so funny.
She does
funny.
A great Justin Bieber, too.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Does. Yeah.
She really does.
Yeah.
One
and
of the
she
movies.
She does that with DeGeneres really well.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for About Last Night. What a great movie. It was, you know, watching Demi Moore and Rob Lowe. I always wanted to have such a relationship like that. That was right around the age I was blossoming, if you will. And so, what about the new About Last Night? You had nothing to do with that, right?
No, that didn't have anything to do with it. And you know, a lot of credit goes also to, you know, besides David Mamet, who wrote a great play, but Ed Zwick, who directed it, and he was a Chicago guy. And I think Chicago looks so beautiful in that movie, the lakefront, and you know, Wrigley, and that was back when Wrigley didn't have lights. It was there were no night games at that time. Back in the good old days. And,
it was a great movie.
Jumbotron. But, yeah, it really made Chicago look beautiful. And, yeah, I'm really proud of that. That's, Denise DeClue and I worked on that for 7 years before it got made.
Wow.
So,
wow.
A lot of sweat and love in that one, yeah. But very proud of it.
Tim, they talked about a sequel to that forever, and it just never took place. Is that disappointing? Why didn't they ever do a sequel
to
that?
We actually wrote it, but all of the young wunderkinds that became stars off the movie, when it came time to doing a sequel, they all wanted like way too much money, I guess. So it was not economically feasible. Although it was a very successful and profitable film for TriStar. Yeah.
Tim Kazurinsky can be seen in Muchi Kalala's Detective Club. It's the premiere episode is this upcoming Sunday.
This Sunday at 11 a.m. on WTTW. And then after this debut weekend, it'll be on Saturdays and Sundays. You can check your local listing. Pleasure to talk to you.
Grown-ups will like it, too. There's enough jokes in there for grown-ups that a little inside joke. They'll get a kick out of it. Watch it with your kids. It's great.
Tim, thanks so much. Have a great rest of the run in Wicked. We're looking forward to you coming back to town.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks, Wendy.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much.